You're listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing with Andrew Logan. This podcast is your step-by-step guide to building and growing your own business and creating passive investment vehicles. If you crave legacy, wealth, and freedom, keep listening.
Hello and welcome to The Way Out podcast. Andrew Logan here. Great to be with you as always for another episode, episode 304 on this Wednesday morning here in Australia. I am a couple of days late and we'll get to why we are a couple of days late. I'd normally like to start the week on the Monday morning with the podcast episode, but it is Wednesday here. It is absolutely pouring rain. If you're hearing any noise through the microphone, I do apologize. We've just upgraded the microphone and audio software as well. I know we were just having a little bit of trouble with the microphone recently, so we have upgraded all. So hopefully there's a better audio quality coming through for you. But yes, it's Wednesday. Angie and I were away on Waiheke Island in New Zealand, an absolutely stunningly beautiful part of the world. We're there for a friend's wedding. And if you've ever been to New Zealand, you'll know it's a fantastic place and beautiful people. They are struggling, their economy and all parts of their economy are really struggling at the moment. But this Waiheke Island, beautiful vineyards, green rolling hills, wineries, there's little beaches, white sand beaches in these enclosed little bays. Absolutely amazing place. I'd never actually been there. I've been to New Zealand many times. But we had a wedding there and it was a big event over sort of 4 or 5 days with lots of people flying in from all over the world. Ironically, there wasn't a single New Zealander at this wedding. We were all Australians, Canadians, Americans, all over the place coming in for this wedding. And I really want to talk about this because it really brings up one of the biggest things that you hear people say and one of the biggest negative things. And I heard it, Angie and I heard it in our very early days. It was up on social media all the time from a large group of negative people who were very anti what was going on in friendship circles around them. But this whole concept of you will lose friends if you do network marketing. And it's a big thing that turns people off. And so I want to talk about it today because this wedding, the two people getting married, the bride and groom, met through their company. They were in different teams, they were in different downlines, but they met at an incentive trip. They'd both earned a spot on this incentive trip in the Bahamas, and they met and fell in love. And then here we are in Waiheke Island, having this amazing wedding at this absolutely stunning vineyard, and you know, just so many things. And so much of that wedding came from the connections and the people you meet in network marketing. And I did a podcast episode sort of on this topic, similar topic, after my 40th birthday. Now, that's almost 2 years ago now, so you've been listening to the podcast ever since day one and greatly appreciate having you here. You'll know we've talked about this, but it's always a good thing to kind of rehash and go through. If you're newer to the podcast, welcome. Great to have you here. And this is something that you may be struggling with. A lot of people do struggle with. So I want to get into a little bit more of the story and just talk about some of the deeper things about this whole losing friends. But I do just want to start with a little asterisk. And yes, you will lose friends if you're annoying. And we talk about people who just come in and they are spammy, they are intense, they're not particularly skilled, they're full of excitement and that whole, you know, I'd rather have ignorance on fire than knowledge on ice sort of mindset. Well, yes, but if you are just over the top and you're in your face and your social media just turns into an Amazon shopfront or an eBay seller's shopfront, all that kind of stuff, then yes, you will lose friends. And so like anything, if I was terrible at my job, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't last. And so if this is going to be a profession, if this is going to be a career, if we are talking about long-term wealth creation, then we do need to learn some marketing skills. We do need to learn how to run a decent social media. And people sit there and say, oh, well, this is it. I'm in for the long term. I'm not treating this like a get-rich-quick scheme. But then also they treat their social media like a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, they may not actually give the dedication and the focus to that skill development. So we'll just put that little asterisk, not to skew negative at the start. But yes, it is true. Like anything, if you don't learn some of the basic fundamental skills. And the great thing about this network marketing industry is that, yeah, there's not really that many skills to learn. The amount of money you can make versus the amount of work you have to do is ridiculously skewed. the amount of money I made as a physiotherapist versus the intensity of the training that I had to do and the amount of knowledge that we need to have compared to this. Now, that's my personal experience. It's different for everyone else. But what we earn and what we've earned over the 11, 12 years, actually next week, this week is coming up to sort of 11 years from that moment when we decided that we were all in. It's actually tomorrow. I think there's a note in my diary to remember. But, you know, what we've earned versus my university degree, all that kind of stuff. But let's get to this wedding. So as I said, the bride and groom met. They were in, you know, same company, but different teams, totally different downlines, etc. And they met at an incentive trip. And that's a great thing about this industry, obviously, is they got to be in the Bahamas, these two young single people in the Bahamas. And they both got out and, you know, got shredded for the Bahamas. And then they met each other. And, you know, so they've got some amazing photos and social media content from their very early days, all that kind of stuff. But at the reception, when we went there, you know, and you get your seating chart and Angie and I are sitting down and there was a card on the table from the bride. And the bride said, you know, I just want to specifically say thank you for saying yes to network marketing, yes to saying yes to, you know, your company, XYZ company. And thanks for all the belief and mentorship, because she is one of the top builders, one of the top leaders in our industry. She's done incredible things. She's been up on stage and she was this incredibly shy, introverted person. She was essentially bribed by her sister to come along to an event, and she came to that first event as someone who, you know, you would never look at them in and say like that person is going to be up on stage inspiring. But she's been on panels, she's been on stage, she's done incredible things, won amazing awards. And just that little note and all that, you know, from our side, it was purely just a sliding doors moment in our life led to a sliding doors moment in her life. And fate and the universe and however you want to look at it, destiny, all those sorts of things. But we did work with her, we did train her, and we did help her see her greatness, and we did help her see develop. And so she sent this little, well, she wrote this little handwritten card, and the grooms, you know, thanked us as well for this. Because if we hadn't have made that decision, if we hadn't have seen her and believed in her and breathed all that belief in her, she wouldn't have earned that trip and they wouldn't have met. That's not really what I want to talk about, because obviously, you know, we can put that down to lots of things and fate and as I said, and sliding doors moments and all the mentorship we had and all the amazing people. Like, we can red string it all the way. What I really want to talk about today is the fact that this wedding, it was a, as I said, it was quite an extravaganza. You may even hear in my voice, I'm a little bit tired still, because, you know, we didn't just get there for the wedding. Obviously, with the destination, we went there and there was golf and there was a wine tasting and there was all this extra stuff earlier the day before. There was a big party afterwards, and a lot of people have actually headed down to Queenstown to continue the party. If you know New Zealand, you know Queenstown. Bungee jumping, jet boating, skydiving, all those sorts of things, and one of the most spectacular places in the world. But the point was, in all that, you know, and lots of late night discussions over a beautiful bottle of whiskey and all those sorts of things, everyone at that wedding essentially was living a totally different life, because everyone in that wedding, 80-85% of the party at that wedding were entrepreneurial. And this was the thing that really, really hit me, because, you know, yes, one of the bridesmaids was a childhood friend, and two of the bridesmaids, they'd met through this network marketing industry. And again, the groomsman and the best man knew each other through this industry and all those sorts of things. But not everyone is still in the industry. Not everyone's still building an active business. Not everyone's still with, you know, their original company, all that kind of stuff. But everyone there was entrepreneurial. And it was so amazing and so cool and so fantastic to be out, you know, playing golf and doing all these things and just having these conversations and building these friendships with new people who we didn't know that we met at all the functions, and, you know, solidifying friendships with people who had flown all around the world from those sorts of things. And you're going to meet different people when you enter this industry. And this is the thing I really want to hit on the podcast today. And they're going to sit there and say you are going to lose friends. And you know what? You're going to leave friends behind to give you the space to find really cool friends. Now, I'm not saying negative stuff about my old friendship circles, but not many of them are super positive. You know, not many of them are living particularly exciting lives. not many of them are able to just drop thing, you know, like change their life at the drop of a hat and jump over and, you know, the plane flight and the ferry and all the stuff we had to do to get to this little island off the coast of New Zealand and just party and enjoy great company and great food and beautiful wine and just live this really amazing life for days and days and days. So many people wouldn't be able to do that. And I said, you know, I remember I experienced it as I talked about with my podcast that podcasted after my 40th. So many of my traditional friends from my old life were unable to make it to my 40th because, oh, you know, we've got work and we've got this and we've got that. All my network marketing industry friends were like, yep, we're there. Boom. Like, when is it? Like, let's stay the next day. Let's come in the day before. Let's do all this sort of stuff. And it's one of those things that we always have to remember. And, you know, we were just having this exact conversation with our teenage daughter this morning that things can be good if you want great, but you have to be willing to give up good. And so we have to sit there and just change our mindset like anything and say, you know what, am I losing friends or am I moving to great things? Am I making the space in my life that, yeah, they're a good friend, but I want to live a great life and I want to surround myself with dreamers and people with vision. And again, as I said, a lot of the people there, maybe 50% of them are no longer specifically doing network marketing, but that's where they started. That's where they got that entrepreneurial flame. And now they're off, you know, writing books or doing other things, and they're just doing amazing, incredible things. And just absolutely, they're so full of passion. You see it in their voice. You see it in the energy in their eyes, that kind of stuff. It's so different to sitting there with someone who isn't happy with their life, but they're just, you know, they're just in that rat race. They're just going through the motions. They're just sitting there. And we all know what it's like when you go to a social function, you go to a party, and people are just sitting there whinging about their life. There was not a single whinge. The bride and groom, especially, there was absolutely nothing. The morning of the wedding, this huge storm came through, and they were just like, eh, whatever, like, good for the photos. Like, and, you know, the sun did come out. It was absolutely a spectacular day afterwards. But just the optimism, the positivity, the energy, the excitement. I never used to have that with my old friendship circles because we'd all sit around and whinge about our day. And we'd all sit around and whinge about how tired we were. We'd all sit around and it was just accepted. Well, I'm tired. Yeah, but you're tired. I don't have much money. Well, you don't have much money. Okay, that's normal. And we all just accepted these normals. And when Angie and I decided to make the change in our life, which is essentially 11 years ago tomorrow, that's when we actually said, you know what? And yeah, we'd been dabbling for a little bit, but when we made that commitment to each other of like, we need to look at this business model, we knew that one of the biggest things we'll have to do was we'd have to block out the noise and we'd have to say goodbye to some old friendships. We'd have to move on some people who weren't supporting us, weren't interested in changing their life. They were happy with the mediocre. They were happy with the average. They were happy with the status quo. But you don't need to look at it as, you know what? What if I lose some friends? You need to sit there and say, you know what? What if I'm moving on from old friendships that no longer serve me to create the room in my life to find people who do support me, who do dream bigger, who do have great visions? And those people are out there. And as I said, there were dozens and dozens of them over on this island with us all weekend. And it was just a totally different energy. And to be around it and to be around for those few days, it wouldn't have happened if we hadn't have said yes to this industry. We would have been able to go because, you know, I owned a clinic and we would have been able to do all that. But it's just totally different. You need to sit there and say, you know what? I'm not worried about giving up on people. I'm not worried about moving forward in my life because these friendships are no longer serving me. These things are not helping me become the person that I want to become. And that's the thing we're thinking about. That's the thing you're focusing on. People always worry about what I've got to lose when they should be looking at what have I got to gain. And for us, is no more like a highly concentrated people, like group of positive, entrepreneurial, driven, problem-solving, fun-loving, happy people than this network marketing industry. And the friendships we've been able to create, you know, the messages that were going back and forth, the fun that we had at the wedding two nights ago, all those sorts of things. Even just, you know, when I was talking to people and like, oh, you know, it's a Monday wedding. And they're like, oh, well, why are you having a Monday wedding? And I was all like, well, because we can, because we've got so much packed into this agenda that that's how it all worked out. And that's what, you know, that's how it worked out with the with the, like, booking the venue because they wanted this specific venue, and rather than having to wait, they just made it work, and we did all these amazing things around this whole weekend. So that's what I want to hit with you today. I want you to really always look at the mindset of, okay, I'm willing to give up good in the pursuit of great. And what happens if you fail in the pursuit of great? Well, you go back to good. And that's okay. You know, your attempt at stepping out of the norm and it doesn't work for you, unfortunately, for whatever reason, you know, and like, we're not trying to be negative here, but we're just like, it's not going to work for everyone. The worst thing that happens is you go back to a good life. You just, okay, well, I'm going to go back to my job. I'm going to go back to my old circles, all those sorts of things. Some of those circles, maybe not, if you're a bit annoying at the start, but if they're a true friend, they're going to say, okay, well, hey, it didn't work for you. Back to work. Let's go. Let's just do this next thing. If you are willing to give up the good to go for the great, if you're willing to focus on what you can gain instead of what you can lose, your life will totally change and you'll be able to surround yourself with totally different circles, totally different groups of people, and you're going to have so much fun in your life. And that's what this industry truly provides. It allows people to have incredible amounts of fun and do that with people who actually care about fun, people who don't want to follow the status quo, people who don't want to do the 9-to-5, people who want to give more, be more, do more, all those sorts of things. And that's what I absolutely love about this industry. So I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, I want to thank you for supporting it. As I said, if you are new, welcome to the podcast. Absolutely great to have you here. Episode 304, which is kind of super, super crazy. But we will be back to normal schedule. We'll be back to normal routine with another episode next week on the Monday morning, starting your week talking about positive things, talking about the financial freedom, skill sets and mindsets you need to totally change your life. I will catch you all then. See ya.
Thanks for listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing. Connect with Andrew on Instagram and Facebook at Andrew James Logan. For your 7-step system to financial freedom and other tools and resources to help you grow your business fast, go to www.andrewlogan.net. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, keep moving forward.